What is up, guys? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you are not, hit that button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this podversation. This is going to be a carversation because I am behind the wheel right now. But anyway, guys, Funky Dineva. Oh my God. So for those of you who are not familiar with Funky Dineva, he is a popular YouTuber. He has been doing what he's been doing for well over 10 years now. And I was listening to a video because I honestly don't watch his commentary anymore. And I'm going to get into why in a minute. But I was listening to his commentary by way of Michelle Atelian Brown, where she played some of a video where he went live, where he was pretty much going off on her. And again, if you're not familiar with her, she is another popular YouTuber and blogger slash vlogger. And actually, if it was not for her, he would not be where he is right now. But that's another story for another day. And he also went off a little bit on Tasha K. And if you're not familiar with her, again, she is another popular YouTube vlogger, and she does her thing, wine, gossip, and comedy. And I have watched all of them. I am still subscribed to Michelle Atelian Brown, and I'm still subscribed to Tasha K. I actually knew about Funky Dineva before I knew about the both of them, and so there's been a number of things that just turned me off with him over the years. And while I don't hate him, because I don't know the dude, there's just been a lot of things that he has said and a lot of things that I just got turned off by that I don't like. And I feel that he's gotten a pass and has, you know, been able to get popular off of the backs of Black women while ultimately denigrating them at the same time. And I will be honest, that's not one of the things that I really realized in the beginning, because I was just really watching him doing his reviews of reality shows. And then he would start talking about, you know, other different topics and whatever. And it was just kind of funny noise in the background, but not really intentionally listening to it, to be honest with you. But here's the thing. Because for the sake of time, I don't want to make this too long. I will put the link to Michelle's video in the description box so that you can go and listen to it. But I was like, oh my God, this is nothing new where he's talked about her looks. He's talked about her size and he's talked about her smell. I don't believe that he would ever do the things that he has done when it comes to talking about this woman to a man. And even if he puts on a wig and lipstick, what did Sarah Palin say years ago? You put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. He can put lipstick on his crusty, dusty lips, it's still an ashy Black man. And he will say a lot of negative things about women and get passes because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of women, they're okay with that. But I don't think that I would ever hear him say the things that he's said about her or Tasha K or any other woman for that matter to or about another man. Now, here's the thing. Yeah, he said things about men in his commentary and, you know, just doing reactions to stuff in the blogs and the news, right? Yeah, he definitely has. But he actually was talking about physically fighting these women. That's what I'm talking about. He talked about physically fighting these women. He said, Tasha K, when I see you, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. What man is it okay for them to say that about a woman? Now, I don't think that they feel threatened by him in any way, shape, or form. Let's be clear. Because I, you know, even though Tasha K is height-wise short, I believe she could whoop him if it came down to that. And I'm quite sure if Michelle really wanted to throw those hands, she could take them out too. But I'm just saying, the fact that he says that and feels comfortable saying it is because they are women. And he talked about a lot of things about money and access and you ain't got this better than me and you ain't doing this better than me and you ain't, like, who's in competition with who? Because to me, it all sounded really ridiculous and juvenile, childish, all of the things, right? But yet, I'm going to be honest, for all of the years that I've watched him unintentionally or in the background and all of the other stuff, and for all of the subscribers and things that he has, he obviously was not really serious about life, because he never was really, I guess, monetizing himself in a way that was smart and taking care of the things that he needed to take care of so that he could really excel his life. Because honestly, when he was on Fox Soul on the show TGIF that got canceled, which he definitely had a hand in doing, you know, even if it happened after he left, but I'm saying, he started talking about possibly buying a home at some point and getting a BMW and whatever. I mean, obviously the man wasn't serious about, you know, really living life. Not saying you have to be about luxury vehicles and stuff like that. But here's the thing. All of the things that he said in that video where he was talking about Michelle, I really felt disgusted by it. And even though this isn't the first time that he's done it, I will say in the beginning, I feel like he's really helping Michelle. And he may not really realize that. But if it was not for him, I would not have known about Michelle Atielian Brown. He sent a lot of people her way. And when I really started listening to her, because in the beginning, I was like, oh, she's just making fun of a man that has had some past drug issues, and I don't like that. That was my thought, because I wasn't listening to her. I didn't know much about her, and I wasn't listening to her commentary or her side of the story. But she was actually his friend at one point and rented a home that she owned at the time to him. And he was not doing what he needed to do to take care of the home as well as paying the bills. And she had to put business before friendship and file for eviction to get him evicted. So not only did he leave shit and piss stains in the door, in the floors on his way out, he also took the washing machine and dryer on his way out. But here's the thing, getting back to why this is also really ridiculous. He's going off on Michelle because Michelle, yeah, you know, when she would share stuff about when he was on TGIF on Foxhole, that's public stuff. She wasn't just talking about his personal life. She was using him and the show that he was on, TGIF on Foxhole, and she called it Flopsole and whatever, you know. She was using it as commentary, but a lot of people were talking about the show, so I don't think that it was a problem with her doing that. He obviously had a problem with her doing that. But here's the thing. She was his friend at one point, and he stiffed her, and it hurt her. It hurt her financially, and it hurt her feelings. And he is the main one. If you've ever watched any of Funky Dineva's commentary at any point in time, I know at least one time you have heard him say this line. You cannot do wrong to an MF-er and then tell them how to feel and tell them how to act about it. He's the main one that says that line. So if he hurt Michelle Brown, he cannot tell her how to feel and how to react to the situation. So I don't care if it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago. If this is how she feels about it and she's choosing to react to it in that way, that's her choice. He cannot dictate to her how she reacts. Now, he could get mad about it. He can feel however he wants to feel about it, but he cannot dictate her actions and tell her how to feel and tell her how to react. So if she chooses to talk about him and talk about the platforms that he has been on and the shows and the stuff that he's done and react to stuff that has gone viral, she can do that. He can get mad all day long, but he cannot dictate to her how to feel. So she did some commentary about Quad's alleged man and this real lawsuit that he was named as a defendant in when it comes to a stolen Rolls Royce. Okay? He has the audacity to feel that she is talking about the situation because he is friends with Quad. Who cares? Who cares if you're friends with Quad? If you chose to be friends with Quad and Quad chooses to be friends with you, that honestly, that says a whole lot about the both of them. That really confirms my feelings about the both of them, to be honest with you. But she's not the only one that's talked about it. But he came on his YouTube channel on live, crashed out, sounding like he was high, going off about everything, calling Michelle Brown everything but a child of God, because he is mad that she's talking about Quad's alleged boyfriend in this factual lawsuit. Like, how crazy is that? So I don't know if Quad called him up and got mad about it and asked him to go off on her because of the platform size that he has to say, well, she's out here exposing my man. Go in and let have. You know how Quad likes to say stuff like that, right? And so he, you know, maybe got a little something in his system. Maybe got a little liquid, you know, a little liquid courage, and maybe a little, I don't know, other courage, if you get my drift, and decided to just come on live and crash out on Michelle Brown. It just went from him talking about this lawsuit that she exposed and discussed. It went from that to just talking about Michelle Brown's looks, talking about her smell, talking about things that other people said about her. And see, this is what he did years ago. If you remember when he crashed out on her years ago after she exposed the eviction, he came out, you know, she came out to expose facts about him, and he came out to expose allegations about her, and also throwing other people under the bus to say, well, this person said that she smelled, this person said that she stink, this person said that he had sex with her, and she wow. And I know they say hurt people, but to this day, he's still doing the same thing, because she came out on her platform to discuss this factual lawsuit about Quad's alleged boyfriend and the stolen Rolls Royce. And then he comes out in response to it being mad to discuss allegations about her and being petty and childish and juvenile, talking about the way she looks and smells and all this other stuff. It was like, wow. I felt embarrassed for him listening to it and disgusted, all wrapped up into one. So to hear him say, I could go outside her house, she won't come outside. He's threatening physical violence against a woman. What people that have common sense would sit and listen to that stuff and think that that is okay? I am sorry. That's the type of stuff that turned me off about him. And no, he don't need my little one subscription, because he's got, you know, close to 500,000, you know, just on YouTube, and probably other followers in other places. Cool, fine. That is totally fine. I really don't believe that him and Tasha K, they have anything in common. People could try to compare and contrast, but I'm not even going down the list because I don't have that type of time. But they are not the same people, all right? That dude has talked about taking a crap behind a dumpster, talked about having sex behind a dumpster. There's been so many other things he's talked about catching crabs and all kind of stuff that he's done over the years, right? Those are just a few examples. There's a whole lot more, but he's foul to talk about fighting females. Talking about, when I see Tasha K, I'm gonna slap the shit out of her. What? What? And sorry for the noise, guys. Like I said, I'm behind the wheel right now, so it's morning time and school buses and everything is out right now. But anyway, when I heard that, I was like, yeah. If anyone has sense about themselves, I'm not encouraging anybody to be a, you know, unsubscriber or to unfollow or anything like that. Everybody has a choice to do what they want to do. I'm just talking about my reasons as to why I stopped. And to hear this today, actually, it made me become more endearing of Michelle Brown than I was in the beginning. Because in the beginning, because I didn't really listen to a lot of the things that she had to say, and I knew about him before I knew about her. And I saw that over the years. I remember when Sheree sued both of them, and they were friends, and they both won, you know, the lawsuit in court because she got mad that they had, you know, done blogs and videos talking about Chateau She Can't Pay or Neverland, like Nene called it years ago, whatever, and getting mad about that. So that's how I learned about her, through him. I learned about him first, and I learned about him by way of somebody else that I knew years ago, and they told me about this weird looking dude that wears wigs and lipstick and comes on, and I was like shocked by it at first, but then, you know, I became used to it and it was just kind of funny. And like I said, he was doing the reality show reviews, talking about shows that I would watch and stuff like that, but I didn't know about her at first. So normally that's, it's just typical when you know about someone first and then they give their side of the story, when it comes to another person, typically you are going to be more defensive of the person that you feel like you know over the other one. And so because I heard his side, I, you know, felt like, oh, she's making fun of someone that had some drug, you know, issues in the past, and he's fighting his demons and he's trying to get better. You know, like, that's what I thought. I don't know any of these people personally, so I'm just saying, you know, let me go ahead and say that too. But then, you know, over the years, I started listening to some of the things more, and I did listen to some of the videos where she broke down the eviction and the hurt that she felt and all of those different things. And it was like, wow, I, you know, if I had never come to her platform to listen, I never would have known all of this. And I just took his side of it. And then when I look back on it, hindsight is always 20/20. It was like she came out to discuss a real factual situation, albeit embarrassing for him, sure. But yet he came out to try to like destroy her with things that were really irrelevant. I could care less what she smells like, okay? And I'm not even here to say that those things were ever true, but I'm saying he came out to try to destroy her character and you know, just make her, just paint a picture about her, versus what she did was, which was paint a picture, or not even paint a picture, just expose the facts about what he did to her property and, you know, pretty much throwing away their friendship that she thought that they had, because she was like, you know, yeah, this was a business situation, but I also thought that I was helping out a friend, and he pretty much ghosted me and wasn't responding to me and left me no other choice but to go this route. I understand that. I had to do something similar. It wasn't an eviction, but many years ago, you know, someone that I thought was a really great friend, which she called me her best friend. I will never say to this day, well, she was my best friend, because if she was, she never would have did what she did. But she called me her best friend. She was the maid of honor in my wedding. And when she, you know, she stiffed me on some stuff that she owed me. And then when I was reaching out to her and she wrote me a bad check and it bounced or whatever, I was like, oh, hell no. And I had to take her to magistrate court. That was small, you know, looking back on it now, in comparison to having to take someone to court for an eviction. But it hurts when you feel like you have a friend and they pretty much give you no other choice but to go that route. And that's not fair. And it hurts. It does. So I'm saying all of that to say, guys, it was a lot. It's a whole lot more that I could say when it comes to this situation. But I'm going to put the video link in the description box so that you can listen to it. Because, guys, when I tell you, he was just foul and gross. It was disturbing to hear him pretty much insinuate that, yeah, if these two women, Michelle Brown, Tasha K, if they were standing in front of me right now, I would slap the shit out of them. I would beat them up for real. I don't even believe you could beat them up. But the fact that you're even saying that you would do that to a woman, to me, it speaks volumes. And I don't know how anybody could continue to follow somebody like that. And he's just nasty. Like, he posted, I don't know if he was drunk or high or if he was sober and just felt that comfortable with his followers to do something like this, but he posted a picture sitting on the toilet. No, it wasn't his face and his torso, but it was the picture of his legs and his pull-down pants and underwear on the floor while he's sitting on the toilet talking about how tore up his stomach is. Who does that? That's just nasty. But anyway, guys, go listen to the video. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you think about Funky Dineva pretty much threatening to put hands on Michelle Brown and Tasha K. And are you still following him if you ever were? Guys, let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.